Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Bum 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 Adon Show, Adon Show. Bum 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 The Adon Show, Adon Show. Bum 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 The Adon Show, Adon Show. Bum 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 The Adon Show. So today, I would like to talk about charisma, storytelling, and body language. I think what makes a charismatic leader is somebody who knows how to tell a good story and someone who has a correct body language. Now, different body language experts say that the palms up means someone who's passive and not aggressive. Someone who's palms down is someone who is more of an authority figure. So when you see people with their palms down, I don't know if you get like this like jerk reaction, like this toxic reaction in your body that you feel like, I don't know, like this person has authority and I don't like it. And you can even see it in the upper hand, like the handshakes where they put like their hand above yours, like facing down, like power players. One good way to counter an upper hand power player is by stepping forward with your left foot and then turning to the right and twisting your wrist down, and then you have the upper hand. But honestly, I don't care, like I've said in previous episodes. Body language, charismatic body language, big gestures, dynamic ways of speaking. You bring your voice down, then you bring your voice up, and then you speak a little bit faster, then you speak a little bit slower. Actors, the biggest politicians have studied the actors of all time and vice versa. Emphatic body language, touching your chest, coming from the heart, using congruent body language, the steeple, which is when you put all of your fingers together. Looks like a little circle ball in between your fingers. What else? You have the prayer. You have the little prayer sign like Justin Bieber has on his Purpose album. It gives kind of like this vibe of saintliness. And I think charisma, like John F. Kennedy had it, Evita Perón had it. Yes, charisma is something that you're born with. It's an energy that emanates from your being when you speak. You speak emphatically with tonalities that go up and they go down and they slow and they go faster and they range from different levels of dynamic timbre. Now, some of the biggest world leaders have this charisma that I'm talking about. Charisma that connects you to the people. Charisma that gives you phrases to repeat to these giant crowds. Sometimes getting to a place of being moved and getting emotional to be able to really tap in to what the people are feeling. Another thing that I'd really like to emphasize on is your intuition. And on a spiritual level, it's really important to listen to that voice inside of your head that's telling you, don't do that, do that. This is what the people are feeling. This is what you should do. Intuition is a feeling. It's a voice in your head, or it's a vision, or it's just a sensation that can be felt on many different levels that tells you when something's gonna happen. Some people call it your master, other people call it your intuition, your sixth sense, other people call it God, and other people call it your higher self. But it's the same being. Other people call it your angels. There's this mystical energy that is protecting you, and I believe that deep down the universe wants the best for us.
we are where we are for a reason. Everything that happens is for the betterment and the good of humankind. And we might not realize that what we're going through right now is for a reason, but what we're suffering and what we're going through is probably most likely to teach us a lesson so that we can continue on the path of righteousness and on the path of doing what is supposed to be done for our karma to be fulfilled. Now, we're here on this planet, I believe, with a karma. We choose to be born into the parents that we're born in and to be born in the place that we're born in, to learn the lessons, to be able to grow and learn the lessons that we're supposed to learn so that we can evolve in consciousness, and we could evolve to become better people and better souls, because I believe that we are spirits living in a material world. This ethereal spiritual energy that cannot be created or destroyed is inside of this body, this mechanism that's working. Some scientists believe that the spirit is just mental and that it's just conscious. And there are so many ways to look at it and so many scientific tests that are being made. But nature versus nurture is a constant debate that has been scientifically and psychologically being tossed around and debated for such a long time. I am more of an advocate of nurture because I feel that our surroundings make us who we are. For example, in Nazi Germany, in Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, he made it very clear that great people, that human nature is good. That's what I believe. I believe human nature is good, so does the Dalai Lama think the same thing. He believes that nature is good, and he believes that we are innately wonderful people by nature. And it's the circumstances that surround us that create the negative behavior and the negative characteristics that corrode and pollute the way our character is. If a child is born into a difficult family in a rough neighborhood where he has to face life or death every single day, he is going to live with a mindset prone to violence and with more of a paranoia and as to how to survive. Is there a good quality? Is there a good part? A good side of everything that I see? Yes, like I was saying earlier, there's a good side and there's an optimistic side to look at everything. I'm not saying wishful thinking like they say in The Secret. I'm talking about really taking what's happening and seeing the best part of it. Like Tony Robbins says in Awaken the Giant Within, he says, what's great about this problem? You're like, whoa, you're just interrupting my pattern, because that's what he talks about interrupting patterns. Like, what's great about this problem? What am I willing to do for this not to happen anymore? What am I willing to do to get the goal, to achieve what I want to achieve? And then he has the 10-day challenge. He says, 10-day challenge. 10 days without indulging in any negative thoughts. Can you do that? It's about setting goals, my Adonatics. It's not as much what do we want. It's more about who do we want to be. Who do I want to be? I want to be not only a singer and a dancer and a comedian. I want to be somebody that contributes to humanity through this podcast. I want to be somebody that helps the world. Many celebrities do it through charity service. I am going to be working in a charity that helps mental illness, to break the stigma of mental illness starting next year. So that's going to be fun. I think it's important for all of us to find our passion, our niche, and... Nietzsche, the philosopher Nietzsche, stare into the abyss and the abyss will stare at you. Nietzsche says, anybody who has a why can stand anyhow. Back to Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, if we have meaning, if we have a goal, if we have something to strive forward to, if we have hope, we will be able to get through the most difficult, arduous circumstances of life. Sometimes it takes a difficult situation for us to start asking questions and start saying, who am I? What's the meaning of all this? What's my purpose here? The purpose is to love. We're here to love everybody. Love, purpose, and meaning. So, we talked about meaning. Now let's talk about love. You can't love others if you don't love yourself. There's got to be an internal, deep appreciation of who you are and security of what you're able to offer to the world with your skill set and confidence to be able to take on the world with its difficulties so that you can have love. So that you could give love to someone else. People are always talking about my soulmate, my other half. We are two full people that are getting together with the other person to help each other fly. Get off the ground together. I mean, you could go one way, you could go and you could unite forces with your partner, woman, female, or man, without having anything and growing together financially and growing together spiritually or physically. Or later in your life, you can meet that special person and you could share the success that you've already attained. Purpose comes attached to meaning. What gives you purpose? What makes you get out in the morning? My morning routine. I look at myself in the mirror and I smile. On a metaphysical, spiritual aspect, looking into the mirror is an amplifier and a magnifying glass as to what can happen in your life and what you would like to manifest in your life. That's why it's so important every single time you're in front of a mirror for you to be in a positive state. Don't criticize yourself. Say, I am wonderful. I love myself. I forgive myself. I forgive the world. I love the world. I am successful. I am love. I am purpose. I am happy. All these affirmations that are positive that could bring you a wonderful state of being to start the day. Gratitude. Gratitude goes so far. I exhort all of you to go to YouTube and listen to joy and gratitude affirmations before you go to sleep. Because they say that right before you go to sleep, there's more proclivity for you to be able to absorb the information because you are subconsciously already taking it in. I want to say they say... I'm saying they say. I heard somebody say it. I don't know if it is a scientific proof, but it is something that I live by and something that has worked for me because I've learned 7 languages and I use the sleep phrases and they have worked quite well. So from my experience, it works. That's all I can say. So this is it, guys. This is our time to shine. Crazy times, climate crisis, people getting together to save the planet. Let's make trees. Trees are what can save the planet. I love nature. I love going into nature. I love being part of the forest, part of the plants, part of the waterfalls. Here in Puerto Rico, it's very beautiful because it rains twice a day and then the sun comes out. And it's perfect for the foliage to be able to grow in a fruitful way. Being part of nature is definitely a part of grounding. When you go into nature, you go barefoot, you stand on the grass, and you stand on the floor, you really ground yourself to planet Earth. And grounding is so important. Especially in a world like this where we are surrounded and bombarded by media and by buildings and by cement walls. We want a real spiritual connection. We want something that'll take us to the next level. And that is giving. I can't exhort it anymore. When we give to our fellow people, to our fellow friends, to our people that are suffering. I had a friend that went to India. He was rich, he had a Ferrari, and he said he went to India to go do some community service. And he says the first time he gave that bowl of soup to this old man, he says the second that this man looked at me in the face, I was done. That was it. So he stayed in India for the rest of his life, taking care of people. And that's beautiful. It's beautiful to take care of people. And if you can't go to India, if you can't go to any faraway place, you can do it in your community from the smallest things. I'm going to do it with the Mental Health Foundation and I'll be working on next spring, 2020. Find something you're passionate about. Find something that you really have a purpose that you identify with, whether that being saving animals on the street, helping children with cancer, singing or reading books to the blind, giving moral and emotional support to the elderly, visiting people in hospitals. Why? When you have nothing, the people that are there with you are your true friends. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves you when you have everything. When everything is going good for you and you're successful. But why is the people don't want to be with you when things are going bad? Those are true friends. I love you all. Thank you for tuning into this podcast of Love, Purpose, and Meaning. I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. I'm grateful for all the support you've given me. We just had 27.4K on Instagram. I'm so proud, so grateful. Follow me on Facebook as well. Follow me on Twitter. I put inspirational and motivational messages on Twitter. Not only am I an actor, singer, dancer, comedian, but I am also an empowerment success coach. I can't wait to make the next podcast. I love you all. Thank you for the support. And make a difference in the world. Go plant trees. Go help people. Go give, even if it's a smile that you give on a stranger's face. Even if it's helping a blind man cross the street, even if it's the little things, even if it's making your bed or giving your mom, friend, brother, sister, stressed out friend, acquaintance, massage. Watch out for giving massages to strangers. We don't want to do that. Anyways, I love you all. Thank you for tuning in to the The Adan Show. Adan Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adan Show, Adan Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adan Show, Adan Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adan Show. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you in the next time. Bye bye.